ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 57। कृष्ण चेस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया। सो वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर टुडेज भागवतम क्लास। त्वया सृष्टम् इदं विश्वम् धातर्गुणविसर्जनम् नानास्वभाव वीर्योजो योनि बीजाशयाकृति। त्वया सृष्टम् इदं विश्वम् धातर्गुण विसर्जनम् नाना स्वभाव वीर्योज योनि बीजाशयाकृति। त्वया वायु सृष्टम् क्रिएटेड् इदम् दिस् विश्वम् यूनिवर्स धातः ओ सुप्रीम प्रोवाइडर गुण ऑफ द मटेरियल मोड्स विसर्जनम द वेरीगेटेड क्रिएशन नाना वेरियस स्वभाव पर्सनल नेचर्स वीर्य वैरायटीज ऑफ सेंसरी स्ट्रेंथ ओजह एंड फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ योनि वूम्स बीज सीड्स आशय मेंटालिटीज आकृति एंड फॉर्म्स। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ सुप्रीम क्रिएटर इट इज यू हु जनरेट दिस यूनिवर्स composed of the variegated arrangement of the material modes, and in the process you manifest various kinds of personalities and species, varieties of sensory and physical strength, and varieties of mothers and fathers with variegated mentalities and forms. Purport: commenting on these words, Srila Madhvacharya has quoted the Narada Purana as follows. From Hiranyagarbha, Brahma, comes the second creation of this universe. But the universe is primarily created by Vishnu himself. Vishnu is thus the primary creator, and four-headed Brahma is merely the secondary creator. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्यत देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे Seeking the blessings of His Grace Panchoda Prabhu, Shita Kirti Prabhu and Devi Shakti Mataji and all the other senior Vaishnavas, I'd like to just do some service by the class today. So we have been hearing this wonderful chapter, this beautiful pastime, Krishna chastising Serpent Kaliya. And interestingly, the chapter number is 16, which is a good number for all of us, we know 16 rounds. So very nice, beautiful pastime, one of my favorite pastimes also. Krishna chastising the serpent Kaliya. We have been hearing about this and so many wonderful aspects of this pastime. How this pastime tells us the importance of avoiding Vaishnava aparadh and the dangers of that. Then we also seen this pastime that how Krishna, he brought all the Brajavasis together. It's only, this happened only in two pastimes. Which is the other pastime? Govardhan Leela, where all the Brajvasis, they came together for 7 days, 7 nights. So similarly, in this pastime also, all the Brajvasis, they came together to the Kaliya, rather, the place where this pastime took place, which is very close from here. And also in this pastime, Krishna actually revealed that how the Brajvasis are so attached to him. So we saw that how they came running to the spot. And Yashoda Maya, Ananda Maharaj, they all wanted to give up their life. They fainted and they wanted to enter the water and save Krishna. So the deep attachment, the strong attachment of the residents of Vrindavan. So that is also revealed in this pastime, that how much they are anxious for Krishna. So anxiety is also sometimes good, but this is spiritual anxiety. Anxiety for Krishna, which the Brajvasis had. So we were almost dead when Krishna was captured by Kaliya. And then after a long time, and Krishna also, you know, he likes to have that reciprocation. So he's also, he could have immediately come out of the clutches, but he wanted to that enjoy some kind of a rasa. So for some time he was in that stage, maybe for a couple of hours, I think. I don't know exactly, but then he came out when he saw that now it's too much for my devotees, now I must come out of the clutches. So then Krishna came out of the clutches, and we know that Balram, he was not affected. He was smiling. He was preventing everyone. Don't worry, small snake. And then Krishna was dancing, and sometimes I heard in some class that Balram was thinking, wow, how fortunate Kaliya is that Krishna is dancing on his head, but in the form of Anantasesha, even I didn't get this opportunity, that Krishna dancing on my head. But look at this serpent, how fortunate he is. And interestingly, whenever snake pastimes are there, Balramji is, you know, is absent. So Kaliya pastime also, Balram was not there. And also, which is our other snake pastime? Aghasura Leela. In that also, Balramji didn't go with Krishna. When the Brahma Vimohan Leela happened, because had Balram gone there, then Brahmaji could not have stolen all the cowherd boys. So these are the two famous pastimes connected to serpents. And in both the pastimes, Balramji was not there. So various, we have been hearing all these important aspects. One interesting thing, just usually I don't read many books, but I was reading little Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and here I found that interestingly that Kaliya Leela also happens in Golok Vrindavan. This was something, a new revelation for me. Usually we think that in Golok we only have like pastimes with the gopis and cowherd pastimes. We don't have all this. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita it is specifically mentioned that even Kaliya pastime takes place many times in Golok Vrindavan. And also the pastime of Akrura taking Krishna to Mathura, that also happens in Golok Vrindavan. And repeatedly, that is what is mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita part 3. So, so that is what is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. It's not that once we see, once we hear, we get bored. No. I'm sure we all must have heard this Kaliya pastime, but it's so special that we can hear again and again. So the devotees in Golok Vrindavan, they see repeatedly these pastimes, but it appears always new and always fresh to them. Nitya Navayamana. You say, Krishna is always Navayovanamcha. So, yes, so here it is mentioned that similarly the same thing happened. Kaliya came, and one interesting thing here, it is said that the only difference is that in Bhagavatam we say Krishna was dancing, but in Brihad Bhagavatam it is said that even the gopis, they were dancing with Krishna on Kaliya. So that's something interesting. So in Golok Vrindavan, when this Kaliya pastime happens, not only Krishna alone, but also Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they are also dancing on Kaliya's hoods. So this is one interesting thing. Where is that? I lost it, I think. Yes. Yeah, here. Krishna subdues Kaliya time and again in the same way, and time and again lifts Govardhan Hill. So even Govardhan Hill lifting pastime also happens in Golok Vrindavan. And again, and yet, again, he performs his many other wonderful pastimes. Thus, the Lord enchants the hearts of his devotees. So, in the purport, in the commentary by His Grace Gopi Parandan Prabhu, he says, since all of Krishna's pastimes, beginning with the killing of Putana, are eternal, Krishna enjoys them with his devotees in Goloka as often as the like. Yet, each time a pastime is repeated, it seems completely new, as if never seen or heard of before. This description may confuse us. How can Krishna replay pastimes he has already performed? And how can demons like Putana repeatedly be killed? So Putana also comes in Golok Vrindavan. But Krishna's pastimes are transcendental. They are unlimitedly attractive to all his devotees, whether eternal companions or new converts to pure devotional service. Like all of us, you know, newcomers. Even for us it's interesting. And also for the eternal companions of Krishna. Even newly elevated devotees feel extraordinary love for the Supreme Person whenever they hear and remember his pastimes. Those pastimes generate such a force of loving attraction as to fix the memories of them in the hearts of the devotees. Meditation on these, on those pastimes then give rise to a very special happiness. In this way, Krishna's pastimes steal the hearts of even neophyte devotees, and Krishna's eternal devotees taste a sweetness and wonder unknown to anyone else. So this is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes, that anyone, a newcomer, a non-devotee, or Krishna's eternal associates, they all can derive happiness. That is why Srila Prabhupada wrote Krishna book back in 1970. And he said it can be distributed openly to everyone. Because Krishna's pastimes are so sweet, and the way Srila Prabhupada is presented, even newcomers, they will also relish. And what to speak of advanced devotees. So, so many wonderful pastimes, and especially now we are discussing this Kaliya pastime. So as I mentioned, that a few special things which I mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is that gopis also dance with Krishna on Kaliya. And secondly, also Krishna uses Kaliya as his vehicle, you know, as his vahan. We know that Garuda is the vahan of Krishna. But here we see sometimes Krishna, he uses Kaliya also. It is said that Krishna, he put a rope around, I mean, what do you say, noose, like we bulls, we put a rope around. So Krishna also, he put that noose around Kaliya, and it was like a, I mean, nice ride for Krishna. So Krishna rides on Kaliya. So just see Kaliya's great fortune, that he becomes the carrier of Krishna. As usually we hear Garuda, but in Golok Vrindavan, what we are seeing even, Kaliya is Krishna's carrier. So I think just like we have Garuda Airlines, probably we can name some Kaliya Airlines also. Carrying, just like Indonesia, they have Garuda Airlines. Okay, so this is something interesting, so I thought I'll share with all of you this, how Kaliya pastime also takes place in Golok Vrindavan. And very beautiful, very sweet pastime. And Krishna is dancing on top of Kaliya, not alone. Imagine, it's more beautiful. Of course, Krishna dancing alone is also beautiful. But we devotees, we want to see Krishna alone or with Srimati Radharani? With Srimati Radharani, with all the gopis. So this is even more enchanting in Golok Vrindavan. And also very interesting that how Krishna enjoys riding on Kaliya. Now, after this, so in this same pastime, another beautiful thing is prayers by the Nagapatnis. So we know there are many beautiful prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, which talks about pure devotional service, in which we can see the mood of great Vaishnavas. And one of these prayers is prayers by Nagapatnis. In this famous song, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, there's a nice line, Jaya Jaya Dvija Patni Naga Kanya Gana Bhakti Teja Hara Paila Govinda Charana Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana. So this song, so the Dvija Patnis, the prayer, the wives of the Brahmanas, so that pastime will come later, chapter 23 in 10th canto. So we'll hear nice prayers by the wives of the Brahmanas. We'll see their mood also. But here, we have just heard the prayers by the wives of Kaliya, Nagapatni, Nagapatnis. So, very beautiful prayers. So let's little bit speak about some of the important verses. So in these prayers, two verses are very important. Many are important, but specifically 36 and 37. So 37 is a nice prayer. Nanaka prishtham na cha sarva bhomam na parameshtham na rasadhipatyam na yoga siddhir apunar bhavam va Vanchanti yat padarajo prapannaha. Those who have attained the dust of your lotus feet never hanker for the kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty, the position of Brahma, or rulership over the earth. They are not interested even in the perfection of yoga or in liberation itself. Very nice verse from Bhagavatam. In fact, this verse, I think, has been repeated 2-3 times in Bhagavatam with one or two words difference here and there. Anyone remembers a similar prayer in Bhagavatam? Yes, Vritrasur's prayer. So in 6th canto, Vritrasur also similarly makes the same prayer. Nanaka Prishtham, O Krishna, I don't want, Naka Prishtham is like heavenly planets. Na cha sarva bhomam, I don't want rulership over the entire earth. Na parameshtham, I don't want even the position of Brahma. Na rasadhipatyam, I don't even want to rule over all the lower planetary systems. You know, lower planetary systems are actually more opulent, below swarga. In 5th canto we see, we may think, oh, these are lower planets. No, actually they are more opulent than earth. So he's saying, I don't even want that. Na yoga siddhi, you know, the 8 kinds of liberation, anima, mahima, laghima, etc. So Nagpatnis are saying, we don't even want that. Apunar bhavamva, forget about all these. They are saying we don't even want liberation. Apunar bhava means liberation. Bhava means this world. Apunar bhava means not coming back to this world of birth and death.
So they are saying we don't even want this. Then what do we want? Vanchanti yat pada raja prapanna. So those persons who actually get the dust of your lotus feet, they don't hanker for any of these things. That's what the Nagpatnis are praying. Which is very true actually. Once who has attained the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, or one has attained pure devotional service, he doesn't care for all these benedictions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this beautiful in Shikshashtakam. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadishe kame, mama janmani janmanishvare, bhavatad bhakti rahetu ketve. So we can see the same essence is repeated so many times in Srimad Bhagavatam. So many different devotees, they make the same prayer to Krishna. Be it Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, the Nagapatnis, Vritrasur. So all the devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see their prayers, they always have a similar prayer. They never ask Krishna for any material benedictions. They say, no Krishna, I don't want any of these things from you. I just want pure devotional service. Or sometimes we hear prayers where they say, I want association of your devotees. Because both are the same things. Similarly here, Nagapatni is also exhibiting the same mood when they pray to Krishna. So that's a very interesting verse. Another interesting verse, verse number 36. We'll discuss a little bit on this. Kasyanu bhavo asyana deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadhikaraha yadvanchaya shri lalana charattapo vihaya kamam shuchiram dhritavrata. So this verse has been quoted often in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm sure some of you must have read. And there's a famous pastime where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was touring the South India portion in 1510-1511 after taking sannyas. So that time during Chaturmas, he stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who is the father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So there, so 4 months Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Venkata Bhatta, who was the chief priest of Srirangam temple, and they had nice Krishna Katha together. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started joking with Venkata Bhatta. He said, Prabhu kahe Bhatta toma Lakshmi Thakurani Kanta Vaksha Sthita Pavitrata Shiramani. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Bhattacharya, your worshipable goddess of fortune Lakshmi always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. Amara Thakura Krishna Gopa Gocharaka Sadhvi Haya Kena Chaye Tahara Sangama. However, my lord is Lord Shri Krishna, a cowherd boy who is engaged in tending cows. Why is that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants to associate with my lord? So Mahaprabhu is joking that Lakshmi is your mistress, your worshipable goddess, and my worshipable lord is Krishna. He is very simple cowherd boy. Huh? But why Lakshmi wants to associate with Krishna? Ei lagi sukha bhoga chhadi chirakal vratanyam karitap karila par. Just to associate with Krishna, Lakshmi abandoned all transcendental happiness in Vaikuntha and for a long time accepted vows and regulative principles and performed unlimited austerities. And to prove this point that Lakshmi Devi performed austerities to attain Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse from the prayers of Nagapatnis. Kasyanu bhava asya na deva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadhikarah yad vanchaya shri lalana charat tapo vihaya kaman shuchiram dhritavrata. So in this verse we see Shri Lalana, that the topmost woman, Shri Lakshmi Devi herself, she did tapasya to attain Krishna's lotus feet, to attain Krishna. And how this serpent Kaliya is so fortunate that he is getting freely Krishna's touch of his lotus feet, for which even Lakshmi Devi prayed and performed austerities. Where did she perform austerity? Belvan, which is just across the Yamuna from here. Once I had gone for darshan, nice temple of Lakshmi Devi. Dinbandhu Prabhu takes devotees there. So the temple is still there, Belvan. So now when Mahaprabhu asked this question, so what did Venkatapati reply? He replied that, my dear Lord, you know, Krishna and Narayana are the same. They are not different persons. So my Lakshmi Devi is still chaste. She is not hankering after some other person. After all, Krishna and Narayana are the same. So then Mahaprabhu again laughed. He said, okay, agree. But then tell me, then why Lakshmi Devi could not attain the lotus feet of Krishna? So although Lakshmi Devi is still performing tapasya in Belavan, she has not been allowed entrance to Vrindavan Dham to see Krishna's Rasalila pastime. Why is that? And then Mahaprabhu will give the answer. So he says, because Lakshmi Devi was not ready to give her designation or identity as a goddess of fortune. So if we want to enter Vraj, then we have to give up all our designations. We just have to follow in the footsteps of Brajvasis. That's the only way one can enter the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Naham vipra na charanapati na api vaishyo na sudro naham varni na cha grihapatir na vanastho yatirva kintu prodyan parmananda purnamritabdhir gopi bhartur padakamalayo das dasanu das. The verse spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, often we must have heard in Srila Prabhupada lecture. He quotes the last line, gopi bhartur padakamalayo das dasanu das. So this is the mood to enter Vrindavan, to get the mercy of Krishna's lotus feet. We have to come to this mood where we give up all our external designations and just come to the mood of being servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, following in the footsteps of the Brajvasis. So Mahaprabhu explains this point, that's the only way. And because Lakshmi Devi is not yet ready to do that, she is not yet ready to give up her opulent position, this conception that I am Lakshmi, I am the goddess of fortune, and she doesn't want to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Therefore, she is not allowed to enter the pastimes of Krishna. So this verse is very important from the prayers of Nagapatnis, often quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and very important for our understanding of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because here is the proof that even Lakshmi Devi, she is not allowed entrance into the pastimes of Krishna. So in this way, the beautiful prayers of Nagapatnis, and in today's verse, this is the second verse, which is a prayer by Kaliya. So the first verse, 56th verse, where Kaliya is saying, our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant and constantly angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for people to give up their conditioned nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. So after this entire pastime, when Krishna danced on Kaliya, all his poison came out, he came into his senses, he surrendered in his mind to Krishna, then he saw his wives offering beautiful prayers to Krishna. So whatever he heard from his wives, so now the wives have become his guru. So whatever he heard from them, now he is trying to repeat. So first Sravanam and then Kirtanam. We can't glorify Krishna unless we hear about Krishna. So Kaliya heard about Krishna from his own wives. So they became guru for Kaliya. And now whatever he heard, he is just trying to repeat something out of that. So in first verse he says, what can we do? You know, I am... Same thing even the Nagpatni said. This poor fellow, you know, he has got the body of snake. What is his mistake? That is his nature. So same thing he is telling now. Oh Krishna, what can I do? I have got this body. And now in today's verse, he is saying, you are the creator. Who created this body of snake? You only created. You are the supreme creator. You create all these varieties of material bodies. You only create the three modes of material nature. You create various personalities, various mothers, fathers, various species. So that basically he is saying, then what is my mistake? You know, indirectly he is saying that, okay, I am envious because I have this body of snake, but who created this body of snake? It's you. So in that way he is trying to, you know, say. Not arrogantly, but in a submissive mood. Now he has become submissive. And then two more verses he will say that Oh Lord, please tell me, how can I give up your illusory energy? And then he says that in the fourth verse, he will say that, please arrange for whatever you consider proper. You want to punish me or you want to have mercy on me? Very beautiful line. He says, anukram nigraham va manyase tat videhina. Whatever you want to do anugraha. Anugraha means kripa. And nigraha means punishment. So now he's so surrendered, he's saying, whatever you want to do. Marovi rakhobi jo ichha tomar nitya dasa prati tuvadhikar. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays in this song that what is the mood of surrender? That we say to Krishna, oh Krishna, marobi rakhobi, whatever you want to do. You want to kill me, you want to protect me. That's a very high state of devotional service, but we can always repeat the prayers, aspiring that one day I may also get this feeling. So Kali has come to that mood. He's saying to Krishna, whatever Krishna you want to do, you want to punish me or you want to have mercy on me? You're free to do whatever you want. So this is a beautiful mood that we see Kali is exhibiting here in his prayers also. I just want to share something that I'm sure you must have read a very nice purport in Bhagavad Gita 12.8, where Krishna says, even when we had the Japa seminar, I attended that by His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Bhagavat Maharaj. So he quoted this verse, this purport from Bhagavad Gita 12 chapter. Mai eva mana adhasva, mai buddhim niveshe, niveshasi mai eva, ata urdhvam na samshaya. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. Very nice verse. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very important thing. What he says? Let's see the full purport. Very short purport, very, very beautiful. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord. So there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. A devotee does not live on the material plane. He lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. So once again, I'll repeat this line. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, when you all chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What just happened? Krishna and Radharani, they just now danced on our tongue. That is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables and the devotee becomes Krishnaized by eating the remnants. One who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so, although this is a process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and in other Vedic literatures. So this is what I mean. Krishna dances on our tongue when we are chanting his holy name. So just like Krishna danced on Kaliya, maybe at least my heart is like Kaliya, you know, filled with poison. But if we make Krishna dance on our heart, then what will happen? The poison will go out. This also I heard once in by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he mentioned the same thing. That we can pray to Krishna while we are chanting that, oh Krishna, my heart is like Kaliya. You please jump on my heart when I chant your holy name, jump on my tongue. And remove all the poison that is there within me. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, illusion. Sometimes it's actually, I 20 years I've been chanting. I feel very dejected that why this poison is not coming out. But we have to continue. Probably we are doing offenses. That's why it's taking time. But whatever it is, if we sincerely pray to Krishna, that, oh Krishna, please dance on my tongue. We continue this process of chanting 16 rounds without fail. Engaging in different services and avoiding offenses. So if we have this mood, that as I am chanting the Mahamantra, I am inviting Radharani and Krishna to dance on my tongue. If you do it seriously, one of the reasons is that often we take japa very lightly. So I am very happy that in the temple they have organized earlier the japa retreat. I attended that now by Mahatma Prabhu also. So this is very important that we have more such discussions and classes on the importance of chanting the holy names more seriously, more sincerely. Then the process will work. Sometimes you feel that the process is not working. No, we are not following the process properly. We are not chanting the holy names sincerely, attentively, without offenses. We are not doing that. So there is no fault in the process. We are not serious about it. Because then it just becomes a ritual. Okay, I have to anyway just finish my rounds. Till the time we have this mood of finishing my round. So how can we expect to advance? We'll make some advancement, but not much. But if we chant sincerely in this mood, that when I am chanting, Krishna is actually dancing on my tongue. Srimati Radhanani is dancing on my tongue. And even though my heart is like Kaliya, filled with poison, but let's have that faith that if I continue inviting Krishna to dance on my tongue, then one day all the poison will go out. Now it depends how much time it takes. It may take a few years, it may take a few lifetimes. Let's not worry about that. Like Mukunda Datta in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, during Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu said, was a little angry on Mukunda. He said, devotees are so eager, they want everyone to receive Krishna's mercy. So Srivas Pandit was seeing that who is getting Krishna's mercy, who is not getting Mahaprabhu's mercy. So he saw that Mahaprabhu called all the devotees but not Mukunda. So he asked, my dear Lord, why you are not showering your mercy on Mukunda? Then Mahaprabhu angrily said, this Mukunda, he goes everywhere. He goes to Mayavadis, he goes to yogis, he goes to devotees, he hears classes everywhere. It's such a great offense. Because hearing Mayavadis means beating me with a stick. This Mukunda, I will never give him my mercy. And hearing this, Mukunda, of course, he became very sad. He started crying. Then he said, Srivas Pandit, please ask Mahaprabhu, will I ever get his mercy? And then Srivas Thakur went and asked Mahaprabhu, that will Mukunda ever get your mercy? And then what Mahaprabhu said? Yes, after 1 crore lifetimes. After how many lifetimes? 1 crore, 10 million lifetimes. And when Mukunda heard this, he started jumping in ecstasy. Oh, I'll get the mercy of the Lord. I'll get the mercy of the Lord. That means he was so grateful. He didn't. I mean, normally suppose I was there, hey, what is this? I served so much. And Mahaprabhu is saying, after 1 million, 10, forget this process of bhakti. I'll go somewhere else. But Mukunda, he started jumping in ecstasy. Okay, 10 million lives, at least Lord has promised that I will get his mercy. But looking at this mood, this grateful mood of Mukunda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately called him. So call him now. He said, no need to wait for 10 million lives. Call him now. And then Mukunda immediately came and offered beautiful prayers to the Lord. So yes, it may take a long time. It may take a short time. Let's not worry about that. But let us continue with this process of Krishna consciousness. And specially making the holy names dance on our tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then once the poison is out, then we can also offer nice prayers to Krishna. We can also exhibit this mood. Oh Krishna, whatever you want, you can do with me. And then, just like Krishna is still riding on Kaliya, still dancing on Kaliya, then Krishna will accept us permanently in his devotional service. So, these are some of the thoughts I shared on this beautiful verse and pastime. Any questions or comments?
So we were making offerings to the Lord and we're chanting the holy name with Hare Krishna dancing, but we don't really feel ourselves as devotees, we don't feel qualified. Maybe for what was on a high devotional platform where Hare Krishna are dancing. And also sometimes people may think, well, you people are pretty fanatical, Hare Krishna dancing at the tongue and all these repeated. I mean, some of our some of our realizations are pretty deep, you know, in general. So, and a devotee always feels unqualified, that he's a good, qualified. So, how important is it that we, you know, think about that, a Radha Krishna dancing on our tongue, and or maybe some, you know, making these offerings, the Lord's personally eating. We should, I mean, obviously we should believe it. Can you say a few things about that?
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. So, Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita itself is mentioning this. So, even for a new devotee, Prabhupada wants him to read this and understand this. And so that's where this point that, yes, Krishna is dancing, I am not qualified. Kaliya was not qualified, but still Krishna danced on him. So, it's causeless mercy of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas that we got the holy name. So, I am not qualified, but by the mercy of Vaishnavas, I have got the holy name. And Krishna is so merciful that even though I am like Kaliya, still Krishna is dancing. So when we are chanting, Krishna is still dancing. That's for sure. So, but if we keep on chanting, then this Kaliya, her heart like Kaliya, will be freed from poison gradually. Right now we are filled with poison, but still Krishna is so merciful. Still he is manifesting in the form of his holy names. That's why Krishna is so merciful that he has appeared in the form of his holy name. That's Krishna's special mercy. And the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas that they brought this holy name and given to all of us. That's why Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Sinam. So, is okay, Prabhuji? Yes.
Prayers of Nagpatniya.
Yeah.
How Nagpatniya got elevated that they can pray to Krishna?
That's an interesting question, that how they became devotees. I'm not aware of this. Maybe some devotees, you read other Puranas and all, you may get some history. But I'm sure one becomes devotee only by the association of devotees. That is a fact. So just like Kaliya became a devotee now because he heard the prayers of his wives and Krishna gave his special mercy on Kaliya. So one becomes a devotee only by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. So somehow the wives of Kaliya must have also got some association of devotees, just like the wives of Brahmanas when we hear in future. So they became devotees because they heard Krishna's pastimes, because they were staying in Mathura, and when ladies from Vrindavan used to go there and repeat Krishna's pastimes, they used to hear that. So from somewhere they must have heard Krishna's pastimes, got some association of Krishna's.
And it is said, you know, in human form we can understand, but how in human form we can understand all these things?
No, but we have many examples of Gajendra and Hanumanji, many great devotees who are not in human form. Human form is the best for doing bhakti, is the best. But we have examples of devotees in other species also who are devotees. We have this crow, Kakabhushundi, who speaks Ramayana. So many examples are there. Any other questions or comments? Yes, please.
Thousands of years, like hear the holy name of the Lord, because 2 years is not sufficient. I learned thousands of millions of times so that I could chant the nectar and holy name of Krishna, and that Krishna can dance in the courtyard of my house, and the house is expected. So that devotee can expect that maybe Krishna bless us so that. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, here. Yeah.
Thank you for the nice class.
Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that the only way to enter the pastimes of Radha Krishna is to follow the footsteps of Vijayavasis. And also we hear that Prabhupada said, whoever chants his Kandavas and follow the four principles, I will take nothing but rewarded. And like yesterday in the past, we mentioned Krishna Shukravati put his 9 verses of Guru Vajra. Whoever chants Mangala takes prayers, that time they will see Hare Krishna in their life. So how to understand that?
Yes, thank you. Very nice point. So we heard that we can enter Krishna's pastimes only by following the footsteps of Brajvasis. And Srila Prabhupada is promising that if we chant 16 rounds, follow him, we'll go. So who is Srila Prabhupada? Is he not a Brajvasi? He's the best Brajvasi. So following Brajvasis means following Srila Prabhupada. Actually this was, one very long time back I heard a seminar from Bhakti Charu Maharaj who actually clarified this concept. Many times devotees have this, what is Raganga Bhakti, what is following Brajvasis. So he made it very clear that who is the best Brajvasi? Srila Prabhupada. So following Srila Prabhupada is Raganga Bhakti. So following Srila Prabhupada means we are following Brajvasis and we will surely enter Krishna's pastimes.
Our goal is not to go back to Godhead. Our goal is Krishna Prema.
Yes.
The world, the chariots came to show their example and to show the right how to do that. So because sometimes we want to go back to Godhead, we don't try to develop this Lord. If you want to develop love of like gopis, you should listen to conversation between them.
Conversation between whom?
Gopis and Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada has given us Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna book, so read that. You will hear the conversation between Krishna and the gopis. Yes. So the point is we don't have to go anywhere else. Srila Prabhupada has given us everything. If you follow the process properly, read his books, chant properly, do some service for the mission of Prabhupada. So, if you do that sincerely, then surely we'll get Krishna Prem. There's no doubt about it. Okay, so thank you all very much. La Prabhupada ki jai, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.